Inga, Berta, and the Hertzbergs quickly raced to the secret hiding place in the attic. Their hearts were racing as they tried to hear what was happening outside. All they could hear was a German soldier shouting and the sound of other soldiers getting out of the truck. Annette came out of the house at the same time that Rudy came out of the barn.
"Good morning. What can I do for you?"
Rudy asked, trying to sound pleasant and not show his fear.
"I must say, I am disappointed in you, Herr Hauer. We heard that you are sheltering some Jews."
"I said that was impossible. You are such a pleasant man and always sell the finest produce.
So, I told the others there was no way you could commit such a horrible crime.
So, we came by to prove that you weren't breaking the law and harboring fugitives,"
the officer in charge said as the others got out of the truck and entered the house.
"Sheltering Jews? Who would tell you such a lie?"
Rudy asked, feigning disbelief.
"I always thought you were one of the smart Dutch people, so don't play dumb now. You really are a horrible liar. I can tell you know exactly what I am talking about.
This morning, the Gestapo informed me that they had captured a fishing boat that was trying to smuggle a couple of Jews out of the country.
The Gestapo has their ways of making people talk, and it wasn't long before Nellie Stern was telling us that she had stayed here, and that you have four other Jews living here.
You should have known you couldn't trust those Jew vats.
After watching as her husband was shot to death, she was begging for them to spare her life. The stupid woman told us everything, right before a bullet helped her join her husband."
"She is a liar. Obviously, she was only trying to save her life. Like you said, you can't trust her Jews. She would have made anything up to keep from being shot,"
Annette protested.
"Please don't make this any more difficult than it has to be. Just tell us where the Jews are hiding, and we will see what we can do to help you. Your cooperation right now might save your lives."
"I don't know what you are talking about. We don't have any—"
Rudy's denial was interrupted by one of the soldiers shouting from the house.
"Major, I found them! They were hiding in the attic!"
"So, Herr Hauer, do you want to tell me again that you have no idea what I am talking about? Where are your sons?"
Rudy didn't answer. He just stood, silently. The major poked the barrel of his gun into Rudy's stomach as he asked again,
"Where are your sons? We will find them, so you might as well answer me."
Hans and Peter had heard everything from the barn. Before Rudy could answer, they came out of the barn and turned themselves in. The soldiers took the Hauer family, along with the four Jews, to Gestapo headquarters in Amsterdam. The Hauers were taken upstairs for questioning, while the Jews were thrown into filthy, crowded jail cells. They were informed they wouldn't be there long, since a train was leaving the next day to take them to their final destination, Buchenwald.